Africa is a beggar in international relations, whether it's with the EU or with the US. And Africa is mired in conflicts. There's a lot of poverty. And now with the Ukraine and the Russia conflict, you also have a challenge with regard to grain and also fertilizers. So for them, the position is that, yes, we understand that there's a conflict, but we are here to also pursue our interest. So what you have here is a convergence of interest. One, Africa is interested in being bailing out of its conditions that are challenging for its population. At the same time, Russia needs a form of a friend who are maybe understanding and who may be sympathetic to its position and interest.
Professor, there are some people who are arguing whether African countries should attend the summit at all, because they say, after all, African countries went to Russia on a peace mission. And what did they get?
Yeah.
Russia pulled out of the Ukraine Green Deal and began bombing Ukraine green facilities. So they are saying, is it necessary at all to go there?
Look, countries will always look towards what's in it for them. But when you allow yourself to be played, then you find yourself hustling between one major capital to another. Because if the U.S. were to say, I would like to have a U.S.-Africa meeting, the very same leaders would be rushing in a bus to go to that meeting. Now we see them in a state where they are also considering going to Russia again. And with Russia, it's also what you call emotional connection, that Russia was not a major player during what you call the oppression of African countries. It was out there, and it did provide some support of sorts, both politically and also in terms of weaponry. But beyond that, the relationship with the West, with African countries, is much more stronger. So they need to ask themselves again, whose pawns are we going to be? Or put differently, can we reach a stage where we look first at the African interest and see who might be the best person to work, and or how do we balance the relationship with these superpowers?
Talking about interest, Professor, I think it was, well, what, 2 weeks ago that Kenyan President William Ruto hosted the African Union mid-year coordination meeting in Nairobi. One of the speakers there, I think it was the UN representative, made it clear the need for African leaders to speak with one voice. What one voice or message do you think African leaders should take to this Russia-Africa summit?
Well, if they go there, they need to be clear that they should be taken seriously and that they cannot continue to be pawns. But they must stop behaving like pawns. And one of the interesting things is that they must also be very clear that there'll be certain battles that they will not be part of, and they will not allow themselves to be hoodwinked. But they can have a relationship that are mutually beneficial.